ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting and important question. This question is kind of related to an ethical topic, and that question revolves around the meaning of asceticism, or zuhud, which we know is one of the principal and very central virtues within Islam, right? You know, there's in ethics, Islamic ethics, there's a lot of virtues which have been enumerated and which we have been encouraged to adopt, right? For example, there's sidq, truthfulness, ikhlas, sincerity, right? And, you know, vigilance, muraqabah. You know, one of these virtues which have been lauded and have been praised and we have been encouraged to adopt is zuhud or asceticism. But there's kind of an ambiguity surrounding this word, and a lot of times people miscomprehend what this truly means, right? So when we think of being ascetic, we think of, our mind immediately goes to, you know, shunning the world and not, you know, owning any kind of material property. You know, we obviously, our mind first, the image that comes in our mind is of a, like some sort of, you know, Buddhist monk who has renounced the world and lives up in the mountains, or some Hindu, you know, Brahmin who, you know, has renounced the world and walks around, you know, in his loincloth, begging for food, right? But is this really the true meaning of zuhud in Islam or not? Fortunately, we can investigate this question and derive and abstract its and to answer the question from the Quran and the Hadith. So let's look at one of the Hadith which have been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the meaning of zuhud and asceticism. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated to have said that asceticism from worldly pleasures means to cut short one's hopes of this world. So right off the bat in this hadith, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has kind of alluded to the fact that zuhud is not a sort of activity per se of the body, right? So it doesn't imply taking all your stuff and throwing it in the garbage, right? It doesn't mean going to your job and handing in your resignation to your job and say, I don't want to have anything to do with, you know, this job, and I don't really need money anymore. I'm renouncing the world and being an ascetic. No, it's an action of the heart. It means not to hope in the world. الزهد في الدنيا قصر الأمل, not hoping in the world, not having any hope in the world, meaning even though we have money, we're using it, we have a job, right? But we shouldn't rely on that. Our reliance should be on God. In continuation, the Prophet says, to be grateful for every single bounty, to have piety, and to keep away from all that Allah has prohibited, right? So it actually implies being thankful for the blessings we have, not, you know, relinquishing them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the true meaning of zuhud. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.